Andy Carbone, our baseball insider, joins us here on MSO News Sports. And Andy, the Red Sox opened on the road. They've opened at home, and there's still some question marks with this team. But you were at the home opener on Monday afternoon, so let's just begin there with all the pomp, all the excitement of the home opener yesterday.
Well, there was a lot going on yesterday between the pregame festivities with David Ortiz, the game 9-7 loss, a lot of action in the game, and you know some controversial moves by John Farrell, and there's a lot of different things going on. But of course, I guess the bottom line is all comes down to the two biggest acquisitions by the Red Sox in the offseason to help the pitching staff. David Price and Greg Kimbrel did not come in and do what they were supposed to do, and now you got to wait 4 days again before Price pitches, and you don't know what you're going to get out of the next four guys, so it's going to be interesting.
Exactly. I mean, when you have an ace, and the Red Sox have really not had that the last several years, obviously, you think, well, you're going to get this one. You're going to get this one on Monday or whatever, but it didn't happen. And what about the move to bring in Craig Kimbrel, their top reliever or closer in yesterday's game?
Well, it was a tie game at the time. They'd already used Tozawa and Uehara, so obviously he's the next in line to come in. So they figured he's going to come in, give him a clean inning, and, you know, bottom of the ninth, hopefully they'll score a run and walk off with a win. His command was not good at all yesterday. He was throwing a lot of balls, walked two guys. You know, and obviously, the three-run home run to Chris Davis, which is, I think, still traveling. That was a moonshot. That was impressive. But, you know, I mentioned to you before, it shades of 1988 when the Red Sox brought in the best relief pitcher at the time, closer in Major League Baseball. They made a trade when they sent Al Nipper to the Cubs and brought in Lee Smith. And on opening day against the Tigers, it was actually the 10th inning of a tie game when Smith came in, and he promptly gave up a two-run homer to Alan Trammell. So it was kind of interesting. I was at both of those openers, so it was kind of like a little bit of a flashback yesterday. But, again, it's one game. You know, I'm not worried about either pitcher, but it would be nice when, you know, Price is going into the fifth, sixth inning with a 3-0 lead. You figure, well, you got this game in hand, and it got away from him.
And I have no problem with Kimbrel coming in. I think that was the right thing to do to bring him into the game at that time.
Absolutely.
But what about a move or two that are questioned by manager Farrell yesterday?
Well, he did this a few times in the opening series between Cleveland and in Toronto. Early in the game, when there was a pitching change, left-hander brought in relief, fifth, sixth inning, he pinch hit for Travis Shaw with Chris Young, and then he'd take Holt, put him at third base. Young goes into the outfield. Happened again yesterday. Sixth inning, Shaw's spot coming up in the lineup, and they had a lefty reliever on the mound, and Young came in the pinch hit. They made that move. Later in the game, I think it was the eighth inning, Young came up with two guys on, and Young struggles against right-handed pitching. They had, Orioles at this point, had a right-handed reliever in who already struck out four guys in his appearance, and last year, Young batted well under 200 against right-handed pitching, and he promptly struck out. So the question is, you know, why? What's the rush to take Shaw out, let him face a left-handed batter? It's the sixth inning. That spot in the order is going to come up again. Then maybe you pinch hit with Young if there's a lefty reliever in the game. But you take it one step further with Young having those issues against the right-handed pitching. You figure Pablo Sandoval would be an opportunity to come in and pinch hit as a left-handed hitter. Maybe give him a little bit more of a chance. I just showed you how far down on the depth chart that Pablo is at this point.
Yeah, it would seem to me that, like they're not going to use him at all. But yet they have used him. So what have been pitch hitting roles so far this year? Well, it's one game, you're right. It's done with. But the Orioles, Andy, they're off to a great start. And, can anybody catch these guys this year?
Oh, I don't think the shades of the 1984 Tigers when they ran away with the division. The Orioles is off to a 6-0 start, best start in franchise history. The pitching staff is still suspect. I was impressed with a couple of their relievers yesterday, a couple of rookies, guys people don't really know about at this point. But, they're going to bash the ball all year long. I mean, there's no question about it. They're going to be scoring runs left and right. It's just a question. If the pitching can hold up for them, they're going to be right in the mix. They're going to run away and hide in the division? No. They don't have a clear number one ace. And some of those guys in the bullpen, you just don't know what you're going to get out of them. Right now, they're really doing well. They do have a lockdown closer, but he was even a little sketchy. Zach Britton yesterday, he was a little sketchy in the ninth inning. Things got interesting. The Red Sox scored a run on a Betts homer and had some guys on base when Big Poppy came up on first and second, no one out. So things could have changed very quickly in the game anyways. But Baltimore will be a very entertaining team during the season.
Well, Well, they're at 6-0, but looking around baseball, there are a couple of teams that haven't won yet this year.
Yeah, Minnesota's off to their worst start in franchise history, 0-7. The Braves are off to an 0-6 start. It's their first 0-6 start since 1988, and that was a year or so before the likes of Glavine and Smoltz and Steve Avery and whatnot came aboard, and they went on a great run. The Braves weren't expected to really compete this year anyways. Obviously, you don't expect them to get off an 0-6 start. But Minnesota was, in the hunt for a wild card late in the year last year. There was a lot of talk about them in the offseason being a contender for this year, and off to an 0-7 start. Another note, no 0-7 team in baseball history has made the playoffs. So it's kind of a tough way to get things going if you're a Minnesota fan.
Thanks for that information, Andy, say the fans in Minnesota. And the other Trevor Story, you talked about him last week when we talked, Andy, from the Rockies. 7 home runs now this year?
7 home runs in his first week in big league baseball. He had 2 home runs on opening day, and he's just continued to rake throughout the week. It's quite a pun intended story. I mean, he wasn't really a top prospect. I mean, he's someone hit for a little bit of power in the minor leagues. Strikes out a lot, and that's probably going to come soon. He has been striking out, a little more often than not when he's not hitting the home runs. But he certainly can't take his bat out of the lineup anytime soon, and it's quite a story for a youngster to get things going in Major League Baseball, taking 7 home runs in a week.
Well, I don't like to be too negative, so in a wrap-up question, Andy, for circling back to the Red Sox here, I think there are a number of bright spots even on this team so far this year, obviously, and I like Brock Holt. I like what I'm seeing from Brock Holt, but I've always liked him. And who kind of stood out on opening day for you yesterday?
Well, no question, Holt did. I mean, he made a nice diving catch in the outfield. Pedroia chipped in. Betts hitting the home run was nice. And Ortiz had a couple hits as well. I mean, it was a group effort getting those 7 runs. The bullpen, it was nice to see Tozawa and Uehara coming in and have a shutdown inning. That's what you expect out of those guys. Once they get Carlson Smith back, I mean, that's just going to extend the bullpen. You're going to have a guy for the 6th, 7th, 8th, and then Kimbrel in the 9th. So that'll, solidify things, and hopefully, you can get 5-6 innings from your starting pitcher. But there's no question. I mean, the Red Sox have scored 6-plus runs in every game, other than Sunday when they got shut out. I mean, they're going to score runs. They battle back. They've been coming from behind. And, so they'll be entertaining. Just the question, how many runs are they going to give up? That's what it's all going to come down to, but they're definitely going to hit.
That's Andy Carbone. Andy, great talking with you. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell.